You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
All right, let's move over to the NFL. Big game tomorrow night. Let's start with the side and the total here. Dolphins, 4-point dogs on the road, even though they're 3-0 coming off a victory over the Buffalo Bills. That game was played in Miami in like 120-degree heat on the field, and they did make the Bills wear their blue jerseys. But still, that was a big win. Tua in
That's
the second
really
half
smart.
Looked pretty good. It was. It was a good move right there, especially when they knew how hot it was going to be on the field. That game, I've watched that game three times now because I watched the condensed version twice. You can't pick up on how great of a game that was if you just watch the condensed version because the fatigue, like the frustration at times from, you know, like Josh Allen, they ran 90 plays, man, and the offense was moving the ball. I still have watched that game three times. I still can't tell you how the hell Miami won that game, though.
I don't think Ken Dorsey can either. That's why he was so mad.
I mean, it was crazy, though. And then the final whistle blows. Josh Allen can't even get on the ball to spike the ball and get one more playoff, and he just takes his helmet off, and everybody just drops to the ground. You got guys getting IVs on the sideline, Everybody dehydrated. That was a war. That was an awesome football game. I don't punish anybody for losing that game either, man. I'm not saying it was a fluky win for the Dolphins, but like you can't really take it. You can't take anything away from that
when
game.
When you say you rewatch games, like how many games do you watch in a day?
All of them. Oh, in a day?
Yeah.
Like 3 to 4, okay. Depending. I don't know. Some of the condensed version games are like 31 minutes and some are like 50 minutes.
So you watch Bears Texans back?
Yeah, I have.
God bless you.
Did Khalil Herbert. Really? Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was a big Justin Fields guy coming out
Look
of the draft.
You.
They haven't allowed him to attempt over 11 passes yet this season.
What was the worst watch? Commanders Eagles?
Commanders Eagles was bad. But as bad as it was, watching the Eagles is pretty fun. Okay. No. Oh, worst watch? Broncos 49ers. I was thinking back to last week.
Yeah.
That game. I forgot that game took place on primetime. I fell asleep in the fourth quarter, woke up, and had to rewatch that.
I watched House of Dragons when it was on.
That was probably the way better decision.
I haven't watched it yet. Is it very good?
It's very good.
I like it. I've only gotten through.
I'm waiting for all of the episodes to come out, and then I'm going to watch.
Just binge it?
There's right. always incest.
Oh.
Every time.
Of course.
Not to say that that's the draw, but that's just a fact.
Kind of like Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
They like their family members over there.
Yes.
You know what else they like? The total in this game, which is 47. All right. The Bengals -4, -200 on the money line. I played the Bengals at 2.5. I'd play them at 3. I'd play them at 4. I think they win this game by a touchdown at home. I think this is the perfect get-right opportunity. We know. My concern is, though, Joe Burrow's been sacked, what, 15, 16 times already this season? The offensive line looks like dump. He's getting pressured, I believe, on like close to 40% of his dropbacks. But I do think that they could take advantage of the secondary for Miami. That's the only concern I have with this Dolphins team. They could get after the quarterback. They're going, and that's what they do. But the secondary has not looked great. In fact, dude, they are right now number 31 in the league, giving up over 413 passing yards. I think Joe Burrow is going to have a monster night. I think we're going to talk props here in a little bit. I already played Jamar Chase, though.
Have to.
71.5 receiving yards. I saw one of the more bet props, the most bet prop at BetMGM right now is T. Higgins over on his receiving yards. John Ewing tweeted this out. I'm going with Chase, man. 21 grabs, 212 yards, 2 touchdowns. Miami's defense, 31st. Secondary's beat up already, giving up 413 yards. And with Chase, that could be 2 receptions because he runs only a couple routes.
And I think the interesting thing there, you talk about, you know, there was a stat that I saw, which is, you know, when a team has 1st and 10, what possibility, you know, what probability does the opposing team hold you to, you know, getting off the field or getting either another 1st and 10 or a touchdown? And the Dolphins are the, like, I think 2nd to worst in allowing either another 1st and 10 or a touchdown when a team goes 1st and 10. So like that's something that's like going to come home to roost, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then you talk about Jamar Chase. I love that because Jamar Chase, I think, in this matchup is going to be really motivated to show that, hey, I'm better than Tyreek Hill. I think there's a lot of local beat reporters talking about that too, saying Jamar Chase really is motivated, wants to show the world this and that. I think him and Joe Burrow come together and say, listen, I'm going to give you some extra looks, give you some extra targets. And I could see him having 2 touchdowns, 140, 150 yards. Like, it could be a huge day for Ja'Marr Chase.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
I actually like the first half bet in this just because it's a -3.
Bengals?
Yeah, I like that. Just that spot. Like you said, Bengals are on that short week. They played 90 plays on the field, right? And two guys on the offensive line had to leave the game due to heat exhaustion.
Yeah.
Which, listen.
It's a short week.
It's too. A short week and you've had heat exhaustion? You had IVs in your arms? Like, I've had heat exhaustion before. That takes a while to come back and feel 100% where you've got zip in your step, right? Mm-hmm. Like, in order to go out there and another, like, it's not going to be cold in Cincinnati, right? The fall is here, but it's not going to be like freezing. I don't know necessarily that everybody's back right in terms from a health perspective.
I like everything you guys are saying. I'm taking the Bengals. I got them at 2.5 like you, Ryan. I'm also looking at alternative lines. I really think this could be a beatdown. So I like the Bengals -6
really?
And a half at +125. I like the Bengals -9.5 at +180. I think this is going to be a double-digit Bengal win. So I think this is a great game. Take some alternative lines. Also like the Bengals team total over 26.5 points -105 because everything you guys have touched about, Miami's defense is gassed. They were in that Miami heat for 90 plays. Now they have to go on a short week against a Bengals offense that's still really looking to get right.
Yeah.
I mean, they had 5 turnovers against Pittsburgh. They didn't look good at all against Dallas, had to settle for way too many field goals.
Mm-hmm.
And even last week against the Jets, first half was good, but the second
very
half they really
fluky touchdowns
yeah,
that they had.
You know, they broke some big plays.
There were penalties that kept them on the field.
That's exactly right. So everything is just pointing to a Bengals smash spot. Like this game could be like 34-10,
yeah.
34-14. So I think Bengals heavy tomorrow, -4, alternate spreads, team total over. I just think it's going to be a Bengals party tomorrow in Cincy.
Surprised we all agree on this. I figured the Dolphins would be a very popular pick.
I think they will be, but
just a bad spot for
them. Like, and again,
right.
Like the trends, they don't mean a whole
yeah.
lot. But the Bengals have covered 9 of their last 11 games, and they are better at home.
Mm-hmm.
4 of their last 5 at home, they've covered the number. And the Dolphins playing on short week, gassed in a
right.
war with the Bills.
With Tua,
Xavier Howard
just
has
not
been
being
terrible
right.
this
yeah.
year, and he's questionable. He was the top corner in the league, I'd say, probably, what, 3-4 years ago? He
yeah.
was definitely top 5.
He's great.
Man, he does not look good this year.
No, he doesn't. Tristan, yeah. what do we always say? Sometimes in the NFL, it's not about who you play.
It's when you play him.
That's exactly right.
And it's
this
a
is,
bad spot.
This is one of those times. If you put these two teams, if it's like, if
this
they're coming
week
in.
Week 1, say, totally different scenario.
Yeah. I mean, I wonder who I would take on like a neutral field week 1 who would win this game. I'd still probably take Cincinnati.
On a neutral? Give me Miami on a neutral.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, I know. It's a toss-up. I'd still probably lead Cincy, but man, that's a hell of a football game.
After they left in week one against the Steelers, they're just like there was like a little baby hangover, I think, from the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Just week one.
It's a great game, but no, it's a great spot for the Bengals.
Are you guys going to do anything? I know we're all rolling with Cincinnati tomorrow on this spot, but are you going to do anything with Tyreek Hill after he called out Eli Apple?
I'm going the opposite way. I'm going under his receiving yards because he called out Eli Apple. All of Twitter saw it. Everybody's going to be hammering Hill, but because Hill has called out Eli Apple, I don't think the Bengals coaching staff are going to be idiots. They're like, okay, he's coming for Eli Apple. We're going to give this man some help. We're going to let anybody but Tyreek Hill beat us. Jalen Waddle's questionable to play tomorrow. So he's dealing with some injuries.
Yeah.
So why not focus all your attention, take Hill out of the game, let Waddle, who's banged up, try and beat you, let Mike Gesicki try and beat you. And I already think the Dolphins' game plan going into this game is going to be to run the ball as much as they can.
We want to give the defense as much time to chill and rest. We're not going to do what we did against the Bills, where we're having the defense on the field
1,000%.
Let's run these long, sustained Chase Edmonds, Raheem Mostert.
Correct.
If it's Teddy Two Gloves, run script even more in play. We're aligned.
Trista,
we're aligned.
So I actually really like Hill's under tomorrow because I think his comments to Eli Apple, everybody's like, oh, I'm going to bet Tyreek Hill's going to go off. Tyreek Hill's going to have 150 yards receiving. I think the Bengals are like, okay, Hill clearly has been circling this game. We're going to give Eli Apple some help. Waddle's dealing with injuries. And the Bengals, you know, the Dolphins are going to try and target Hill. So let's take him away.
It'd be a woozy egg, probably cover him the majority of the time. I mean, Eli Apple will get cooked probably once or twice in this game, but I think they'll do a good job on the defensive side of the ball.
And you'll have Jesse Bates there sort of roaming.
I still wouldn't go under on Hill, though, but I don't think I'm going to do anything with the over. I'm looking at, I just got the BetQL Odyssey tip sheet, and they have a three-star play on Jalen Waddle over 68.5 receiving yards. If he plays, though, don't hate that. Mike Gesicki over 2.5 receptions is a three-star play, and if there is no Jalen Waddle, I probably will take that. In fact, you might want to play that tonight. That'd probably bump up a full reception to 3.5 Gesicki.
Also,
they use him as a receiver.
I think also there's whoever's the quarterback that is playing tomorrow for the Dolphins, I think under passing attempts as well. Anything under like 25 and a half.
It's funny that you bring that up because I just looked at it and they don't even have.
Who a quarterback is. But I did take Burrow's under passing attempts just because I think this is a runaway for the Bengals. And I don't think he's going to throw too many passes.
And we'll talk about props coming up here, but it's funny that you said that because earlier on today when I was doing some of my hits, I was looking for a Joe Mixon rushing attempts prop, and it wasn't on the board. Now they did put it up on the board. I think they're going to look to run the football. Plus, it's Zach Taylor, so we know we're going to see first and second down draw plays for 1 to 2 yards.
16.5. I kind of like that over -125 as well.
Yeah, I think he gets at least 17 carries in this game, 18 carries in this game. Zach Taylor calling the plays against Miami. The only problem is Miami's actually pretty solid up front.
Yeah.
And their secondary dealing with injuries, just getting cooked last week, is, you know, obviously gassed. So I could see Joe Burrow attempting. Yeah, I don't know. 16.5 seems about right. I'd go over on the rushing attempts for Joe Mixon. No attempts, nothing up. Actually, there's like really nothing up for the Dolphins yet, except for rushing
and receiving. It's tough with the Dolphins because Vegas obviously doesn't know who's playing quarterback. So it's tough to post things. You know,
and that's
not
change,
knowing who's
obviously
gonna play. Right.
Although, like, Teddy was moving the ball down the field a little bit when he was in Denver, which shocked me the first 4 weeks of the season. Then he got hurt, he got banged up, and the offensive line got dinged up, and it was just dink and dunk. So obviously everything changes. Like, the offense doesn't change, but as far as what props I want to play, that changes if it's Tua or Teddy
Absolutely.
Bridgewater dinking and dunking down the field.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when everybody said Tua can't throw the deep ball? Tua's pushing the ball down the field this year. Looks like he's back at Bama with actually, you know, relevant skill position players.